to keep you well.
And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
And we are back with the amazing Ryan Frace, our special expert on the NutriMed products. And, of course, I've just been working hard on putting up my new, under health concerns, new drop-down menu called Dr. Bill Questions and Answers. It's an AI decision tree, which I'm building, and over the next month, you'll probably see it go up with hundreds of different questions and direct links to products and or protocols and even videos. So you'll see that link directly going up, and it's all free. You just go and start hitting, I'm a male, I'm a female, what age group I am, and then it has a series of questions for you. You answer the questions and follow the decision tree, and it'll lead you to products, protocols, and videos. Pretty cool. And even recommend if you answer certain questions that you should get a consultation, which means you sign up with our NATA board. I'm also, by the way, working hard to become a MD naturopath as well, certified by the state of California as well. And so what you need to do is sign up with the NATA board, then I can do a consultation on you and even send test kits to you and connect you with other clinics that can do advanced testing and so on and therapies. So this decision tree is kind of neat, and it's all free, and it's going to be available just under health concerns. Just hit the thing, Dr. Bill Deagle, questions and answers, and you're all set. Ryan, let's continue on getting people ready for the spring and summer. One of the things that people need to realize is that the summer is a time to detox. It's a time to lose weight. It's a time to get yourself back on track, lower your blood sugar.
Did you just say summer is, or is that every day of the year?
Spring and summer. Well, in California, we actually have only two seasons here. We have, we call winter-ish, ISH.
Nice the and nicer.
Well, yeah, it goes from, there's only 14 degree difference between winter and summer here in California, in North County, San Diego. And where we are in Vista, between Oceanside and San Marcos, it's one of five top climates on the planet. So we don't get bad coastal weather. We don't get bad, heat, except when we get a one of these crazy hot days that happen off the desert. But other than that, I mean, the weather here is mind-bogglingly good. It's better in Hawaii or any resort anywhere in the middle, in the Caribbean or overseas. The weather here is crazy how good it is. And so we only have really two seasons. We have like a winter-ish, and the rest is heading into summer and heading out of summer. And that's it. So that's why I tell people you want to get ready. Now, around the rest of the country and the world, people are going to get started to get ready for spring. We actually started having some spring days already, although it's gotten cool again today. Cool for us is in the 50s in the night and 60s in the day here. And a nice day is in the 70s to even 80s. I had one day a few days ago, it was actually 80 degrees in my office with the patio door opened. That's pretty amazing, hey?
Gotta love that.
Yeah, you gotta love it. Anyway, for people who are not living in this ideal climate, you want to get yourself physically fit, you want to detox, you want to lose weight, and you want to do things. So let's get into that. And of course, I'm using a combination of epigenetic treatments as well. For example, I just put my detox, I call it my Magi detox pad on. And boy, I'll tell you, it's a good thing I took all my other chelating agents, because about 3.5-4 years ago, I got all my mercury amalgams out. I can tell my body's going to detox overdrive. And you need to take your Chelator Max and your Semethyl superfolate and pyrimethyl B12, because when you start stimulating the body to detox, whether it's infrared sauna, and I have one actually in my room, I have an infrared sauna. When you use pulse magnetic field therapy like the Magi or the QRS mat or the Selvitol, your body's going to say, you better dang well have the supplements ready to start dealing with the detox or the regeneration of your tissues with things like our micelle D3, myco D2, oncomycin, and Red Deer Velvet DR, my patented product that provides all the building blocks of when you're in utero. In fact, your birthday is not your birthday. It's actually the first day you start dying. They call it your birthday because it's actually an anti-birthday, because you actually don't physiologically age until they cut the umbilical cord. Isn't that interesting?
That's pretty wild to think about that.
Yeah, but you see, you have to understand a whole lot of things that are true but are opposite of what you think. For example, you're a fractional clone of yourself yesterday, and in 7 years, you actually completely recloned your body, so no one's older than a 7-year-old. And if you don't have activated nutraceuticals, because even good food is not good enough because it doesn't jump to gene defects, our supplements have got three areas that are completely unique. Number one, they're bioactivated, so they're going to jump any gene defects. It doesn't matter what your gene SNPs are converting. Number two, they're biopersistent, which means they stay around a long time, which normal food doesn't. And number three, they're in dosages high enough, which you can't get in food. For example, when you take our Maligna Block, each capsule is going to 5 pounds of broccoli seed for anti-cancer. So you can't get in those dosages normally in food. Even if you stuffed your face, you couldn't get enough broccoli seed to counteract cancer like one capsule a day will take. So three things, bioactivated, biopersistent, and massively high non-toxic dosages to help to your body to re-heal itself and regenerate. So there's nothing even in a good organic diet that can equal that, is there? That's why our advanced supplements are really unique compared to even other companies, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
Let's go through some of them. We want to get people to lose weight. The first thing, people, I call it diobesity. In other words, everybody who's obese has elevated blood insulin levels and elevated production of fat. When the fat goes to your fat cells, they divide and can become a bigger fat cell number. So everybody who's obese basically has elevated blood insulin level. They also have increased insulin resistance in their skeletal muscles. So eventually when your muscle resistance gets too high and your body's compensating by putting more and more insulin, which just makes you obese, eventually you become hyperglycemic. So hyperglycemia is a later phase of the underlying problem that can cause hypertension and elevated fat levels and so on. And you don't chase cholesterol. That's the crazy thing that doctors chase it with HMG CoA reductase inhibitors. These doctors are numbskulls. I've seen other cultures like Eskimos and so on where they have cholesterol 10 times ours and they don't get heart disease. And so the idiot doctors want to chase cholesterol. In fact, I talked to an important friend of mine just recently, and his cholesterol is normal, and because he had dizziness spells with this flu bug going around and he had atrial fibrillation, they gave him a cholesterol lowering agent even though his cholesterol is normal. Now, is that dumb or what? Especially because when you lose LDL cholesterol because you block it, you also lose CoQ10, so your heart and blood vessels can't do a secondary peristaltic contractile wave, you become chemically castrated. Hello, andropause, right? And if you tell the average male that when you start an HMG CoA reductase inhibitor, you're not going to have erections anymore, they get a little upset at their doctor, don't they?
I would think so.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in person when that happened, but I would imagine.
No, I have. And actually, I get lots of calls, panic calls. And when I tell people, you can tell them, they pause for about 40 seconds on the phone. And they go, holy blank, blankety, blank, blank, blank.
Right.
And they're not exactly happy campers. That's why, you see, I'm a medical legal expert in every specialty. And when I review a case, they never video depo or run a fly me anywhere. They don't want to see my carcass within 5 to 10 miles of their courtroom. All right? The fact is,
yeah.
I learned a lesson a long time ago, and I learned this when I was just a little baby boy. I learned an important thing is it's not how, quote, intelligent you are in terms of what you know, it's what questions you ask. And unless you empty your mind of your preconceived ideas and ask good questions, you're never going to get wiser. The people that rule Earth are the people that are wise. And you only become wise when you realize you don't know what the heck you're doing or anything. That's why when God's trying to teach us his wisdom, he's trying to say, for example, this is related to Christianity, but the same thing. He knows everything. So when we presume that we know something he doesn't, we're always wrong. And if you don't ask good questions, the answer is already out there. It's an anomaly or paradox. For example, the paradox is you see Eskimos and people with cholesterol is 10 times higher than theirs, and they don't get heart disease. The paradox is people from, say, Sri Lanka eat 5 to 10 times as much sugar, but it's not high fructose corn syrup with mercury in it, and it doesn't contain pro-inflammatory fatty acids. So we wonder why we have so little diabetes in these other cultures, even though they're eating a lot more sugar than us. Sugar doesn't cause diabetes. People don't know that, do they? And sugar doesn't attach to body proteins unless there's free radicals. Without free radicals, sugar can't attach to your proteins or enzymes. It's not possible. But when you ask the average doctor, oh, well, we got to lower your hemoglobin A1C, I'm thinking, okay, explain the chemistry of hemoglobin A1C. They start stammering and whatever and trying to go around in circles and see if they can kind of run away from you, you know, like a little kid when you're playing a game of touch. Run away, run away. Don't let Deagle touch you. You'll be it. Pretty funny, eh? So, I learned a question even when I was a little tyke, that when you ask questions that make adults' eyeballs rotate in opposite directions, you realize that the most important thing in society is to not go along with the flow of the lemming society, but to ask good questions. And that's why I'm revising my protocols, but I have dozens and dozens of conditions I found the underlying cause. I found the cause of diabetes. I found the cause of heart disease. I found the cause of dementia, the cause of post-traumatic brain injury, the cause of vaccine-induced autism, the cause of autoimmunity, including toxic chemicals attached to body proteins, the cause of stealth pathogens in the body, and how they trigger off cancer and other diseases. I mean, people don't realize, and even the cause of aging, which God showed me, is basically a deficiency of building blocks, which we don't have in our food, which we now get red deer velvet, DR. But also, you need to have the right energetic signaling of your DNA. That's why the combination of epigenetics and supplements is so powerful. So hour three today, tomorrow actually, we're going to have Dr. Truat back on to talk about this and all the different technologies combined with our supplements. So, Ryan, let's get into it. I want you to explain how people should lose weight. They should be, I would think, on a keto diet. They should only eat between 12 noon and 7. No food before or after at all. None. And they should probably add the Sports Energy Light and the Mega Muscles to build their muscles, because one of the things that happens on a diet, you don't want to lose your muscle mass. So the branched chain amino acids keep that up. We have microdose that actually will keep your growth hormone up too, by the way, 5 sprays in the morning and bedtime. We have indium to chaperone the minerals into your DNA. Indium Me, 5 sprays in the morning and night. And of course, they have Vitamin Mineral Max Minerals Plus. And the Keto Power combined with the Sports Energy Light and the Mega Muscles is a fantastic combination that can help you lose weight and keep your muscle mass. Mm-hmm. You also need lower insulin resistance, diabetaline, berberstatin, biotin plus, leptin metabolic. So let's get into some of these things, because people don't understand we're not just playing with things like driving your insulin through the ceiling to lower your blood sugar. We're trying to actually fix the underlying problem, which is to fix the tissue insulin resistance, the free radical load in the body, and the damage that's occurring. Even things like fat-soluble thiamine will protect your kidneys from the nephron being destroyed by single radical oxygen and leaking microalbumin to your urine. I mean, I tested, when I took over Ford General Internist practice in 1997 at Swedish Hospital Medical Center, I had, I think, over 600 diabetics, a lot of diabetics. And none of them had properly been tested. When I tested them to see if they spilled microalbumin, 40% were spilling enough that they were saying to their kidneys, "See you later, kidneys. Nice to know ya." And as soon as we put them on things that helped to lower their levels of microalbumin, their kidneys were happy and not going away.
Yeah.
And the best thing to do is just simply take our ultrathiamine B1, and it'll protect your kidneys. It also protects against peripheral neuropathy in diabetics or non-diabetics exposed to toxic chemicals. Fat-soluble thiamine. It's amazing stuff, isn't it?
It sure is. Yeah, the ultrathiamine B1.
Right.
That is a really cool angle to take. It's a lot of people are aware that you know, B vitamins can be very helpful. They're usually taken, but they're not necessarily taking this version of B1. It's a fat-soluble version. As you say, Dr. Bill, this has more an affinity that has the ability to stop free radical damage, in particular the formation of glycosylated free radicals, and so it's the sugar binding to proteins that it has a disruptive capability, and that is really a huge issue that's going on with people. Is the glucose levels kind of continually stay elevated, and they don't have to be very high up for them to be, you know, basically exposing tissues. And the way to think about this as an average person listening is to think about just like when you cut an apple and watch it turn brown, it's oxidation process going on right there.
Yeah, it's actually not the sugar that's the danger, it's the oxidative damage. See, diabetes is a single oxygen radical disease.
Yeah, and so if we think about this, is the sugar staying there, what you're doing is, it's kind of like your tissue is now, instead of being, you know, smooth and protected, kind of like the apple still is when it's got its core, it's like, it's more like you cut it open, it's more like you've exposed it, and that brown part that can grow, that's what you're trying to inhibit, right? You're trying to stop this free radical, basically oxidative stress progression going on in the body. And so ultrathiamine
exactly. Is
one of the great interrupters.
We'll continue this discussion. We come back with Ryan in just a few moments. Stay tuned.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with the providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Okay, So if you send it over by email or by text, the contact.
I just emailed it to your Gmail.
Good. Thanks. Here it is. Kim Johnson. Yeah, we're going back. And we are back. Ryan, let's get rolling. So how are we going to get people to lose weight? And now, a lot of people think it's just a matter of calories, and that's actually wrong-headed, isn't it? It's not just calories. It's how much you stimulate insulin. It's how much you stimulate glucagon. In fact, our berberstatin actually blocks glucagon, because what glucagon does to your liver is actually takes the liver to turn proteins back into sugar and sugar back into fat. And when your fat gets exported out to your tissues, your fat cells, when they get a certain size, they divide and become more fat cells. So it's not just simply a matter of calories, is it? It's also when you eat. It's also how much exercise you get. And exercise of large body group muscles help. Maintaining metabolism is important. That's why things like CoQ10 and CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol all are so important. Perfusion is important. That's why we have our cardiovascular. Things such as maintaining levels of balance in the body of all the minerals to keep maintain metabolism of your mitochondria. We have our mitochondrial catalyst, but if you don't have all the other cofactors to maintain mitochondrial function, you're not going to maintain metabolism. So there's a lot too involved in this. When people think it's just one simple thing, they're not right. They're not correct, are they? It's more complex. It's when you eat, how you eat.
Well, I think that's important to delve into that point about being complex. Is you know, if people really start studying it too much, they can make their eyes obviously want to pop out of their heads and freak out, and they're like, can somebody just tell me and keep it simple? And I think you can, Dr. Bill, with the fact that it all bottoms, you know, kind of comes down to these simplistic type issues, which is, you know, you've said it time and time again, I won't repeat all the details, but limiting the carbohydrates, right, that are going to make this glycemic impact, that are going to load free radicals. And I like people to think about, our bodies generally are going to have two switches, right? We've got this protection and storing that it wants to shift to if it feels like it's got too much to handle. And the irony is, as you just pointed out, it's not calories that makes it cause that decision. It's what type. So it's like, dude, if you just decided to eat high glycemic stuff that it's going to stress the body, it's going to flip the switch and go, we're not in burn mode, we're in store mode. We have to be. Otherwise, we're going to do a lot of damage to the body. But then the flip side, which is totally like against, you know, food pyramid, you know, recommendations for the last 40 years in our country, is to flip it on its head. And it's like, actually, we would go with more calorie dense, lower carbohydrate conversion and stuff. Why? It flips the body to go, hey, listen, it can work with that. It doesn't cause the alarm system, and it goes into the metabolic burn rate. That's why people hear keto and stuff like that. I think for a lot of individuals, they don't have to sit there and go, oh, I'm in keto or not in keto. What you have to do, it's the consistency of blunting what you're putting in your body. So let's go with one of the easy, simple solutions that's going to increase people's weight loss dramatically is integrating like a shake daily. And something like glycemic meal is an easy answer. And we've talked about this many times, is instead of just using it as a complete meal replacement, use it for the nutrients at a half serving, meaning one scoop, just before you eat. Take it with you. Mix it in. You can just spoon stir it into water. It tastes great. Drink it before you're about to eat your meal out at a restaurant. I don't really care where you are. But the whole point is, people that do that and even just don't even make any dietary changes start having a dramatic impact on the inflammatory response and the weight management and the insulin levels. And then downstream, you know, that affects the hormones and all kinds of other beneficial areas. And it's because you are blunting this free radical and oxidative stress that occurs when we eat lunch, breakfast, dinner, or breakfast, lunch, dinner. And so it's a really good thing to start with for people, because there's no thinking. It's like, just use it. If you're hungry, eat it as a full meal replacement. If you're like, hey, I'd really like to go have dinner with my family, but I don't want to pay, you know, this perpetual price that my body is always storing more fat, take a half serving before and help blunt that. It'll also help your cravings. And I will circle in. You mentioned one before the first break. The leptin metabolic, I think, is really fascinating. Very unique ingredient. And leptin is one of these signaling messengers that comes from fat cells to our brain to tell us we have enough fuel in our body. And I know most people are listening going, well, that's obviously broken, right? Because you're like, how do I have this much extra calories stored up and my body still thinks it's starving to death? Like, well, lessening sensitivity is.
I got a new sensitivity theory. You know, you remember the Steve Martin movie years ago called A Man with Two Brains? Remember that movie?
Of course. I haven't watched it in decades, but I remember it.
Right, you remember it because it's so silly and funny. I mean, it's just burned into your humor part of your mind. Well, the fact is actually you made a point. The fact is we all have two brains. We have the ganglia through our gut. Actually, if you take the total mass of the ganglia, it's at or larger than the actual mass of our actual physical brain in our skull. Did you know that? Big. It's distributed through your entire paraspinal thing, your retroperitoneal space. But people need to understand that when we have things happen, the leptin is not just working on our cortical brain and our behavioral mechanisms, it's working on our metabolic centers down that are controlled by nervous system in our main body. We actually, all of us have two brains. And leptin works not only in the physical brain at altering appetite control, but also works on the body regulating lots of other things. The same way if you take glycemic drink and you lower the blood sugar surge, you're going to lower blood insulin, and insulin's a bad boy. That's when people take drugs or other things to actually increase insulin. It may lower their blood sugar temporarily, but it actually can compound the problem. You want to lower blood insulin. You also want to lower the insulin resistance in your skeletal muscle because the GLUT4 transporter, an insulin receptor, that's where biotin plus and diabetoline comes in. And I believe leptin metabolic, this actually changes the tissue insulin resistance because that's where the problem is. The problem is not pancreatic. It's foolishness that it's pancreatic because you go back to the dog lab with McGill University in Montreal where Dr. Banting and Bess, and I'm old enough, I actually met these guys years ago, back 40-some years ago. And when I presented my research in 1980, 40 years ago, to the head of diabetic research at Dr. McEwen at the Roncari, it was like being on the set of The Exorcist. He got so angry that I actually discovered something he didn't know. He got so ticked, and then when he found out I was working with the head of pathology, Dr. Hewen, in the 70s, then he got really angry. He said, I'm going to threaten to pull your damn license, Deagle, for doing this research. And all we discovered is that diabetics have high insulin, not low. It's not like a dog lab where they got their arteries ligated and they're not producing enough insulin. They're producing plenty. We found anywhere on the average from 3 to 50 times higher than normal level of insulin. Their problem is their tissues are insulin resistant. And it's to a great extent caused by diet and mineral deficiencies. If you've got chromium, vanadium, copper, zinc, copper's a biggie. If you have these deficiencies in these minerals and these particular cofactors like leptin, you're going to have high tissue resistance to insulin, and that's where you get into big trouble with getting not only obesity but heart disease. It's a lot different than what people think, and it's different than most what doctors think. Doctors really don't think. If they actually thought, I think they'd have to have a hair fire extinguisher because their hair would go on fire. I honestly think most people think they think. But if they had an original thought, they'd probably die of spontaneous human combustion. That's silly, but it's unfortunately probably true. People say, Dr. Deagle, that's a little exaggerated. I said, yeah, but I'm making the point. The fact is, when you start looking at science and even different cultures, you just say, what we're doing in North America and in the West is stupid. But we don't want to face stupid because we think we're so smart, we're so wonderful, and we're rich and all this stuff. You know what? Unless you empty yourself, just as how you become a Christian, a believer, of your own ego and your own self-determination, that you always know best, despite the fact there's always somebody wiser, especially God who knows everything, you're never going to get smarter or wiser, are you? And that includes your dumb doctor who's trying to poison you with toxic diabetic drugs and other crap, wondering if they're going to prevent your heart disease, which they don't do a damn thing. I mean, all they do is they speed your demise, and they make a lot of money on the way. Including the renal transplant units and the eye care units where you go blind. I mean, it's like, as they say, the medical profession are like carrion birds, like condors and black crows and so on, picking at your bones at the side of the medical highway, I call it. Nasty, hey? Caw, caw! And they swoop down with their little white coat on and they pick at your bones. Scary, hey?
Frighteningly
funny. I mean, I believe the best form of education is really good humor, which is why when you have a revolution, the first people they get are the poets, the comedians, and the authors. If you're a good comedian and you get a point across like this guy that went crazy at the awards here recently, he tore a 6-mile-wide strip off the so-called Hollywood people, and he was one of theirs. And he did such gay abandon on it. They went crazy. They were like, oh my gosh. And he exposed a lot of truths that they didn't want to have exposed. It's like, the emperor has no clothes and he has a hairy butt. Well, the same with the medical profession. The medical profession is not a lot more advanced than the guys 2 centuries ago with buckets of leech just to suck the bad humors out of your body. It's that bad. And people say, Dr. Deagle, you're exaggerating. I said, I wish. Drugs are appropriate 5 to 15 to 20% of the time, and they're essential. Surgery, probably 75% to 80% of the time, is completely meddlesome and unnecessary or dangerous. And as a result, the medical profession are like, as I say, white-coated carrion birds swooping down to get your pick at your bones. And people say, Dr. Deagle, you're exaggerating. I said, I wish. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Now, integrative medicine would restrain them. You do surgery when it's necessary, like clean out the joints. You can do joint platelet-rich plasma or stem cell injection, or use exosomes, which I'm researching now. Or you do other types of treatments. You take nutraceuticals like our Inflamex to stop inflammation, and things like joint performance and tendon mender to regenerate the cartilage and the tendons around it to stop the tenosynovitis. But you see people rushing off, oh, I want to take a non-steroidal. Yeah, you take it, your pain will go away, but also your joints. They'll dry out, and in 5 years you'll need a joint replacement. If you take a ibuprofen or Voltaren or some other anti-inflammatory, bye-bye joint fluid, hello eburnation, which is basically cartilage on cartilage and bone on bone. Does the average drug company or doctor tell you that your joints are going to dry out when you take a non-steroidal to stop your pain? No way. They're not going to tell you that, are they? So, Ryan, let's get into the obesity stuff and getting people active. We have alternatives that mean don't take the friggin' drugs unless you absolutely have to. And there's a place for them, but it's a very small place. So, what would you tell people, you know, when you take your diabetoline? I tell people take 2 capsules with each big meal of diabetoline and Biotin Plus. Take a berberstat at least 1 to 2 twice a day to lower glucagon levels and help to keep your gut clean. And take one, only one, leptin metabolic in the morning. And before you have your big meal at night, have half a dosage of glycemics to block the carbohydrates so they won't be absorbed quickly. Mm-hmm. Pretty simple stuff, isn't it? Anybody can do that. You don't have to go, like they see all these commercials of, get such and such prepackaged food sent to your home. Say, no, you don't need to do that. Take our drinks and go on a ketogenic diet, like ketone power during the day, sip on it, and then make sure you have nothing with a glycemic index over 30 in your diet, which means stop the white bread, stop the white rice, stop the anything with a high glycemic index in fruit, including fruit like bananas and so on, and have low glycemic index fruit and vegetables and lots of organic, grass-fed beef and wild salmon and things like that. And guess what? Your body will say, you know what, you're full, stop damn well eating, because you'll have a normal appetite control problems, especially if you have leptin and these other things in your diet. See, the appetite control is gone because your brain is screwed up, and your peripheral brain, your second brain and your gut screwed up. It can't tell you, stop eating, stop eating, stop eating, and you're not listening. I can't hear, I got plugs in my ears. Metabolically, right? You're stuffing yourself, or drinking, same thing. People using drugs. They don't realize when you start taking your detox or other things, all of a sudden say, hey, I've been taking Calm Mind Brain Mag. I don't want to have that extra, drink a shot of booze. I don't need an extra beer. I don't need to have that glass of wine. I'm fine.
Yeah.
And the body says, you know what? Stop stoking the booze. Stop stoking the calories. Stop eating late night sugar, right?
Well, I think that talking about something like Calm Mind is really important, because most people feel totally helpless to control like these kind of demons inside, where they say, I can't stop the cravings and I don't know why. Then they blame themselves, obviously, and it's this downward spiral of, self-loathing.
You'll always find a logical reason why you're a screw-up. I mean, everybody's a screw-up, but people don't get back to the underlying basics. Well, for example, I'll give an example, and people say this, 6% of the human population are underlying what we call predator humans. Now I actually have a protocol for actually analyzing predator humans. You know that? I have a series of imaging studies like quantitative EEGs, organic acid analysis that's through Great Plains Lab, genetic polymorphism analysis through Prometheus and pathway genomics and 23andMe, and metabolic analysis. And I can tell you exactly why somebody's a predator. They're predator because their brain's screwed up. They're an alcoholic because their brain's screwed up. They're Asperger's syndrome autism because of the...
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bio-nutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And when you're out there... And, welcome back. So, Ryan, let's continue with your dialogue about this. We're going to get people ready. What people have to realize is aging is not deterministic. Give an example. If you could actually draw a line for both men and women, aging is discontinuous. Most people don't realize this. A lot of females know this, that say between, say, your late 20s and early 30s, some women don't physiologically age from their 20s right through to their mid-40s or even 50. Some people even longer. My grandmother actually had her youngest son, my Uncle Johnny, at 57. Then all of a sudden, in a couple of years, they can age like crazy. They can age in 1 year like 10 years. And it's dependent on hormones, osteoporosis, oxidized fatty acids that can cause heart disease. And by the way, when heart disease sneaks up on women, it gets them really fast without a lot of warning. 55% of women, their first symptom of heart problems is the Grim Reaper. They die. They don't come back. They don't get resuscitated. They're dead. And we have to understand that we need integrative medicine to make sure that we actually tune people up. Just so, for example, if your body was like a Lamborghini Countach, which in Italian means holy cow, that costs $4.5 million, you'd take better care of it. You'd have integrative technology. You'd have a technician flying in from Milano to make sure, with his fancy equipment on your private jet, that he would actually know how to take care of your car so at 200 miles an hour wouldn't kill you driving down the highway really fast. So the same thing with our bodies. We just we take a very laissez-faire, stupid attitude toward our health, and we don't understand how the body is like a very advanced, tuned thing. And aging is not deterministic. You can actually take somebody older and make them younger, like the movie Coma years ago. And so you can see people regenerating their joints, getting their heart back, got a heart failure, getting their mind back after they had dementia if they take things like our Cognition Plus and Brain Power. I have students that actually take our supplements so they do perform better at university. It's part of their budget, along with their books, to take our Cognition Plus and Brain Power. Isn't that cool? You know, and I also tell people, by the way, I can tie your supplements to a specific health condition, the IRS never argues with you. I know some people. I had one guy the other day said his personal savings account, the manager said, no, you can't do that. I'm thinking, the IRS is tougher than anybody, and I've never had a problem. Like, if you say, I'm taking it for this, and this condition, the IRS never argues. They're not going to argue if you say, I'm taking this for my blood pressure, my weight loss, or my bowel, or whatever, or my vision, like Vision Max. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So, tell us what else you'd recommend.
Well, I think for a lot of people that are dealing with weight management and dealing with issues of their body, I would also look at things like the probiotics, Dr. Bill. Living Probiotic Ultra being the top seller, which is 100 billion organisms per single capsule. And very important that a lot of people are dealing with dysbiosis in the gut, which, you know, if you're not breaking your food all the way down properly, then obviously it's going to create a problem. And there's a lot of people taking probiotics, but they just don't have any science behind what they're taking. So this is a good step for them to be able to get better results as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The next thing that I think is important for people to understand is that, you know, the current system has doctors. You've ever seen a gerbil running in one of those little cages, and their legs are going so fast you can't. They're a blur, right? Right.
Yes. Yes.
Think of your doctor as a gerbil in a cage with a little white coat on. They got their foot in the door, and their script pad and their magic script pad in their hand, and they're trying to see if they can terminate the interview with a prescription so they can leave, and you'll feel satisfied because you got a piece of paper and a drug, right?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's how our system works. Now, I would change things completely. I would pay doctors, no matter whether they're cutting you or talking to you, the same rate per minute. So if you're a heart surgeon, if you're talking to someone to prevent heart disease, I'd pay the same amount if they're cracking your chest like a lobster and trying to bypass you as if they're talking to you about improving your diet and activity and what supplements you should take. That would change the model. And by the way, you can make it income neutral, so it wouldn't change one bit whether they can afford a nice fancy vacation or a bigger boat. Okay, so people say, oh my gosh, then you know it would reduce the cost of running insurance by about, 70%, 80%. So it means the insurance carriers, even with reasonable premiums, could be making more profit, even though they've got their cost to the public. I think that our cold system is what I call, is insane. And that's why I'm working hard with people like trying to get through to Donald Trump, because I have a plan for what I call fully integrating what we do here on this show and other doctors, and we want to get it to be a mainstay. I would like to see in this next decade that integrative medicine becomes not an alternative to medicine, but becomes integrated in every aspect of healthcare. Whether you're a doctor, chiropractor, DO, massage therapist, whatever, integration of functional integrative medicine becomes essential. It doesn't become something, oh, well, that's an alternative. You can try that stuff over here. No, this is something that's going to reduce the need for you to use drugs or surgical procedures or to even slow the aging process. If your mama is starting to get early signs of dementia, get her on the things like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol and her Cognition Plus and Brain Power. And guess what? Her brain will start waking up and just say, oh my gosh, I remember my grandchildren's names. I remember my old recipes. I remember my old vacations I had. And people say, that's impossible. No, it's not. It's a normal thing. It's like, you know, it's like having your 5-year-old Lamborghini and the technician came in a month ago and now he's tuned it up. You can drive just as fast as when you bought it 5 years ago. So, Ryan, give some more recommendations. Go ahead.
Well, I think that digestion difficulties is one of the greatest things to see how well natural medicine can overcome those things. So the name like DigestEase is a great formulation for a lot of people to use. It uses multiple forms of hydrochloric acid, pepsin, and gentian root. And together, they really help to reset the body's digestive process, starting in the stomach. And for a lot of people, we're unaware of the fact that we've been blunting, basically, acid production by the way we eat, which is fast running, fast moving, stress-filled, or we're doing things like using H2 blockers or proton pump inhibitors or other kinds of supplements into our diet that are blunting, basically, acid levels. And then that sets us up, basically, to screw up the pH so the food doesn't break down right and then the enzymes don't work. And so then people feel like they don't feel right after they eat. Things don't digest well, and they end up with a brick-like feeling, kind of heaviness. They can end up lethargic. They're just not getting the nutrients out of the fuel they're putting in. And then downstream from there, you got Gastrozyme, which is a vegetarian enzyme formula. And the beauty behind the vegetarian enzyme formula is it works in a much broader pH range than some of the animal-based enzymes. And by doing that, like we just discussed, a lot of people with digestive difficulties that need enzyme support suffer a lot of distress about an hour and a half, 2 hours after eating. And that's usually gas and bloating type issues or foul-smelling stool or food in the stool. And again, that's a separate part where you're like, you're not able to break down the food like you should. So those two formulas, DigestEase and Gastrozyme, can literally be life changers for people because most people that get stuck on acid-inhibiting products end up spending somewhere on average 10 to 15 years using those products. And they haven't solved anything. They're merely just putting, as we've referred to many times, Dr. Bell, black tape over, say, a dashboard light that says check engine, right? The body's saying something is not right, and you're looking at it like this is a burden, and it's uncomfortable. I would like to, you laugh at that guy with the southern drawl jumping jet skis through a flaming hoop so that you can eat onion rings or whatever it is, and you're like, dude, don't you get what the body's trying to tell you? It's suffering because it cannot fix this digestive issue without your help. And it's not just the food choices you're making, but the entire system needs to be helped. And so those are great formulations to consider for people.
Right. And a lot of people, a lot of their seed of their problem starts in the digestion. For example, I'll give an example of something that people don't know. Osteoarthritis. What do you think is the cause of osteoarthritis?
I think there's two reasons that you're going to end up with it. You've got an immune reaction to the body, or you have an injury that's progressed.
No, I'm talking about osteo. What's the cause of osteoarthritis? I'm being real specific because what I'll do is I'll tell you what I will create the question: is osteo inflammatory or non-inflammatory?
Inflammatory.
Non-inflammatory. If it's not inflammatory,
don't ask me these questions. I don't know.
I'll ask the question. Okay, if it's not inflammatory, why is the joint remodeling itself to create defects where you lose not only cartilage, but you actually remodel it so it causes abnormal contact with the joint surfaces? Eventually, you get osteoarthritic spurring, we call the Heberdens or nodes and so on, where you get big bone spurs, and eventually you get such pain that it's hard for you to actually, say, use your hands. And why does osteoarthritis not only affect peripheral joints like the small joints, but also can be big joints like your hip? Okay, I'll tell you. Firstly, it's a non-inflammatory condition caused by abnormal remodeling of joints because the base materials used for remodeling the joint are not present. Osteoarthritis is not caused by inflammation. It's caused by remodeling. So if you have the proper things like joint performance and tendon mender, and you don't let the joint go dry, and you maintain it to make sure the tenosites don't start causing genetic changes to become inflammatory tenosites, because tendon mender, joint performance, and collagen max, and things to stop inflammation that causes adhesions and so on, and cytokines like Inflamex, can stop osteoarthritis from occurring, because it's not so much inflammation, it's caused by abnormal remodeling of the joint that actually causes degeneration. It's dismodeling, if you want to call it. Now, in inflammatory arthritis, it's different. Your cytokine levels elevate. That's where things like curcumin cream comes in, and Inflamex arthritics, which, by the way, we're now just using the Inflamex rather than just the arthritics. But the Inflamex is very important, and things to turn off cytokine levels, high-dose power C, ultrathiamine B1, cell detox, glutathione, gamma A+, plus, and our cell defense, which is really important because a lot of people don't realize cell defense curcumin, or basically turmeric, is one of the most important things to stop the cytokines and not only inflammatory arthritis, but also autoimmune arthritis, like lupus arthritis and so on. So in non-inflammatory arthritis like osteo, it's a remodeling problem. In the other ones, it's a cytokine problem. And, you know, if you actually were able to extract, and I worked in a synovial analysis lab 50 years ago when I was in medical school, and we would take the synovial fluid and we'd analyze it for rheumatoid factor and other things under the microscope. But in all cases, we found that in rheumatoid, we found, for example, Mycoplasma fermentans incognita, which is a non-encapsulated bacterium that can actually invade the joint to produce a local reaction, inflammatory reaction called rheumatoid. That's why you can take your hand a foot away from somebody's rheumatoid joint if it's on fire. But it's interesting, you can have the right knee affected, but the left knee is fine. So it's not just simply an antibody, it's regulated by the autonomic nervous system too, right? Which I have technologies for intervening there. So there's a few little fine things about here. Basically, things like tendon mender, joint performance, collagen max, and cell defense are extremely important for non-inflammatory too. But inflammatory, especially the cell defense, Inflamex, and topicals, you know, we have our new topical pain cream coming called Soothmax in 2 weeks. And the curcumin cream and pregnenolone cream are very helpful for topically on there. But people need to realize that autoimmunity basically is against not only stealth pathogens in your body, which you have to clear with things like berberstatin and their antipathogenics like Allicin Med. So when somebody has a chronic autoimmunity as an underlying cause of many illnesses, they usually have stealth pathogens that are sneaking around their tissue, whether it's chronic viral infections. For example, asthma, believe it or not, is not just a sterile condition. It's rhinovirus subclass 3 infections of their basket cells and their respiratory bronchioles. So when you start realizing you can take antipathogenics to make your asthma go away, and things like taking the cell detox glutathione and grinding it up and inhaling as well, taking it orally to stop hydroproxy radical, you realize that if you take a totally different approach to the disease, you can make it go away without toxic effects. So, cool stuff, hey, Ryan? We'll see you again on Thursday. Amazing program today. Thank you, Ryan. Back in a moment, we're going to have L.A. Marzulli, our amazing author and lecturer at the Gen 6 conference coming up in July. We're going to talk about that, too. It's coming up only in a few months. John W. Spring, we're getting close to getting in touch with POTUS. We did get in contact with him, so we're waiting for a response from POTUS. Very soon about our whistleblowing.